Will she take the advice? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, I suggested there was an exit strategy for Hillary Clinton. She didn't have to drop out of the race right away, but she could do something more subtle, something clever, something that would make those Republicans who supported Operation Chaos slap their foreheads in frustration. She could go positive. She could continue to run without saying nasty things about Barack Obama, letting her supporters down gently, paving the way for unity. There are some insiders saying today that's exactly what she'll do, that she'll surrender in June at the latest so that it doesn't go to the convention. But if that memo's gone out, she's not letting on yet.
There are some folks who have said, well, we needed to end this before we got to West Virginia. Well, I don't think so.
And Bill sure hasn't read it. He's still out there fighting. And woe to that person who dared stand up in West Virginia and say his wife hadn't done enough for national health care.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Wait a minute. I can't believe you're saying this.
It is hard to let go. But today, while the pictures show Bill and Hillary still in the trenches fighting, they show Barack Obama surrounded by important-looking people wearing dark suits on Capitol Hill. It's been a long road since that day in Iowa that she got the cold shower.
You know, there were a lot of people who couldn't caucus tonight, despite the very large turnout.
There's always been some excuse for coming up short.
There were a lot of Iowans who are in the military. They were in Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere else serving our country.
But at some point, you're just fighting on for the sake of fighting on. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.